Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 15, 1805. Moving camp. Today, the party manages, in an interval of clear and calm weather, to move around Point Distress to an abandoned Chinook village. Here, there's a good sand beach that Coulter had scouted out a few days ago. The men use old boards from the abandoned village to construct very comfortable lodging for themselves. In his journal, Sergeant Gass writes, "Formed a comfortable camp and remained in full view of the ocean, at this time more raging than Pacific." Gass also names the place Point Open Slope. Captain Clark writes about moving camp.
"Rained all the last night. This morning it became calm and fair. I proposed setting out and ordered the canoes repaired and loaded. Before we could load our canoes, the wind suddenly sprung up from the southeast and blew with such violence that we could not proceed with safety with the loading. I proceeded to the point in an empty canoe and found that the waves dashed against the rocks with such violence that I thought it unsafe to set out with the loaded canoes. The sun shone until 1 o'clock p.m., which afforded us time to dry our bedding and examine the baggage, which I found nearly all wet. Some of our pounded fish spoiled in the wet. I examined the ammunition and caused all the arms to be put in order. About 3 o'clock the wind lulled and the river became calm. I had the canoes loaded in great haste and set out from this dismal niche, which we have been confined for 6 days past, without the possibility of proceeding on, returning to a better situation, or get out to hunt. Scarce of provisions, and torrents of rain pouring on us all the time."
The corps proceeds on to the sandy beach. Here they meet Shannon, returning from the exploration below.
"I met George Shannon and 5 Indians. Shannon informed me that he met Captain Lewis at an Indian hut about 10 miles below, who had sent him back to me. He also told me the Indians were thievish, as the night before they had stole both his and Willard's rifles from under their heads. They set out on their return and had not proceeded far up the beach before they met Captain Lewis, whose arrival was at a timely moment, and alarmed the Indians so that they instantly produced the guns. Captain William Clark, November 15, 1805.
Captain Clark told the Indians who had stolen the guns, "If any of their nation stole anything from us, I would have him shot," which they understood well. Tomorrow, proceeding on to Haley's Bay.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.